Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
I'm Robin.
I'm Fernando.
And we've got a good mix of beers tonight with some interesting snacks as usual.
Do we, Dan?
Oh, we do. Do you want to guess what the first beer is going to be?
Guys, would you like to guess?
Chocolate stout.
Okay. Chocolate stout.
It's going to be an IPA or a lager, something nonsense.
Okay. Smoothie sour.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to bet on a Guinness.
Ugh. Okay, you're now exiled from the podcast. You can leave at any moment. Thank you very much.
What do you got?
This is an IPA.
Yes.
It's from a brewery in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. They are called Forefathers.
Forefathers.
And
Quattro.
Yes, the name of the IPA, Quattro. Quattro Padres. The name of the IPA is IV-035, just like, I guess, a code number. Sorts.
Well, it's four Roman numerals.
So four, yeah, but then what's a 035?
It's the 35th version of the fourth.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Wow.
we'll go with that.
Somebody's a study.
That was deep, guys. Yeah. That was deep. That
comes from a pro to a pro.
I mean, the IV is probably correct. The IV part's correct, but the number, I don't know. But he sold it, so I'll give it to you.
That's exactly what it means.
It doesn't even matter if it's right or wrong. It just sounded right.
Totally did it. So yeah,
6.5%.
Label wise, it's an interesting label. It has a
kind of cool
person.
No,
it's a monkey
with a monkey head.
I wouldn't
or a monkey
touch
face
it.
Or
it's,
yeah,
it's a king.
And he's got a little crown, like a little drawn in crown on top of him,
like a king.
Yeah, it looks like a king.
He's
but
wearing the robe of a king.
Is it one of the monkey
kings? What's his shirt though?
It's like a king's
like
shirt.
Planet of the Apes.
It's, there's like a collar shirt underneath. It looks like a cardigan.
Homage to.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Maybe he shops at the Gap.
It's like a Don. He looks like
it's an actual picture
like a
of a monkey.
Wait a minute. Does it stand for like the forefathers of the apocalypse, and he's like one of the monkeys leading it?
Oh,
could be.
We just solved it.
Because it's the end of the world, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? You could be. You could be right.
Universe.
You could be right.
The alternate universe.
But why is he a king though?
Because monkey. Planet. The universe watched Planet of the Apes.
They
there
become
like a
the
hierarchy.
Okay. All right.
They
we'll
take
go with
over.
That.
No AI at that point, right, guys?
All right. We'll go with that. It says Forefathers. It's a red background. No. You got that monkey on there.
Speaking sure.
Yeah.
And it's either Terminator or Planet of the Apes.
And the side here, I don't know if that's what animal that is, but it's a drawn cartoon animal.
It's a badger.
It's a badger.
Or a skunk.
No, it's a badger.
It looks more like a
badger. It's a badger because it's angry. Like hell.
Yeah. Looks more like a badger.
Skunks
exactly.
get angry, then they spray.
I know, but that one looks like a badger.
And it's got the words "stand for something good" on it. So
I want a pet skunk.
yeah. Good luck with that.
I would leave it right in the front yard all day.
Yeah, just leave
scampering
there.
Around, teach it how to walk on its front legs.
It would make a very good weapon. I mean.
Nobody would come near your house.
Nobody would come.
Everybody
skunk hunt patrol.
No salesmen. No kids.
Nothing.
Woman candy.
No soliciting.
No.
Skunk hunt patrol.
Well, he can if he's gonna walk on his hind legs, maybe he'll be
no,
learn to
back,
carry.
On his front legs.
Oh, front legs.
His tail is up.
Oh, okay, even better.
He's ready.
Yeah,
he's ready to.
Ready to spray.
Yeah.
Ready to
quite
spray
comical.
At any moment. Okay, so yeah. Speaking of which, label wise, I'm gonna give this guy I don't know 7.5.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
seven. Seven's a good
it's
number.
An interesting label, but I'm kind of confused in terms of everything. But what do you guys think?
I like it. I mean, it's one of those labels that really starts a conversation because you're like, what is this? And then, you know, I think it's one of the labels that we talked about the most. We have more to say about this label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to go with that 6?
Okay. Go with a 6. All right.
I wouldn't touch it.
Let's open it up and start pouring.
Very interesting. You wouldn't.
By the way, Rob, what did you give it?
What did I give it? 7.
Oh, you did? Oh, all right. I must have missed that.
That's all good.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out how good this beer is compared to the label.
Let's hope it
looks West Coasty.
Oh, it's a hazy IPA.
It's
got that juice. Right. It's got that juice look to it.
That juice look. What is the juice look?
Like orange juice.
Orange juice look.
It's a little more yellow. It's not as orangey.
Gotcha.
Did I miss a description? Like, was there a description on it? Like, the actual beer itself?
No. There's no description.
Oh, okay. So, good luck.
Trying to even out the glasses. There we go.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, the beer train.
Bada boom. Fantastic.
I'll take the one with less in it.
Do what you like, sir.
Yep. Robin's the IPA fan.
Yeah. Large.
No,
loves the IPAs. All right.
Juice. Sniff it?
Yep.
First sniffs.
Definitely smells juicy.
Yeah. Oh, it smells
it,
nice.
It actually does look more yellow now. There with the red lighting, it kind of gives it
more of a, more of a, like a darker thing. Yeah, it smells nice and juicy. It smells tropical and wow. citrusy for sure. It
smells nice.
I'm really excited to try this.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. Cheers, guys.
Boys,
it
smells
cheers.
Very hoppy. Very yes. hoppy.
Cheers, boys.
Not bad at all.
Hmm.
I'm getting a little bit of coconut, a little bit of possible a pineapple, and some citrus in there too.
I'm getting the citrus 100% on that.
This is tasty. I like it. It's a good
this
idea.
This is a nice beer.
It's very smooth, not piney at all.
No.
It's good. I really like this.
Yeah, it goes down pretty easy.
Yeah, not super bitter at all.
No, not at all. These guys are...
Rob,
so I'm gonna have to go against whatever anything that you guys said. Opposite smells, tastes hoppy.
That's the worst thing in the world.
A little bit on the citrusy side, but no, it's not the worst thing. It's not the worst I tasted. So, like, I don't know. I just don't like.
Don't like what? The hoppiness, specifically.
Yeah, he's not much of a hoppy.
I don't
What's that smell? I'm smelling in there. What's that smell?
The hops.
Is it the hops?
Yep, it's hopping in your nose.
It smells like fresh marijuana.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so some beer does smell. That.
Yeah?
Yeah, like some beers will be dankier than others.
Well, like that's exactly
like this
what I'm
one is
smelling.
Not as danky.
Uh-huh.
But if you had a beer like the Dankster King.
Dankster King.
By Rouge River. It's a triple IPA.
Cool.
That one you smell it, you're like, okay.
This is dank.
There's got to be some weed in here.
Everybody's got to respect the Dankster King.
That's wicked.
Excuse me, losing my voice. All right. So I'm going to rate this guy first. I'm going to give this an 8.5. I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, an 8.5 is a good number. Robin's all the way at the other end of the spectrum.
We'll save him for last. Go ahead, Fernando.
Fernando.
Yeah, for me, solid 9. I really like it. Very smooth, very drinkable.
Yeah, really good.
Nice.
I'll bump mine up to a 6.5. I'll give it the 6.5.
What were you going to give it initially?
It goes down smooth.
What were you going to give it initially?
Like a 5 or 4.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy it at all. As soon as I read IPA, I'd be like, nope. Yeah. Or what is it? Pale Ale?
IPA, India Pale Ale. Yeah.
Oh, India Pale Ale.
Yep.
So yeah, you're definitely not an IPA fan, but for those that are IPA fans, this is a really good beer. Really, really good.
Really good.
And I've been told that the brew pub there, they do serve beer as well.
Perfect.
They apparently have like really, really good wings.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So, might be something to check out if you're ever in the area.
I think that's a great idea.
Buffalo wings?
Sure.
No, just chicken.
Canadian wings?
Just chicken. Just
Buffalo chicken. Wings from Canada.
Buffalo chicken.
Buffalonian Canadian wings. I don't know.
So
okay, let's move on to a snack here.
Let's do it.
So we've got one of the last few remaining snacks that we got from our good friend in Miami, Alfie. This guy is called Andy Capp's Hot Fries. It's a blue background. It's got a picture of the fries on basically the bottom, I'd say third of the package. It says Hot Fries in huge letters, orange and red color. So yeah, it definitely stands out. Like on a shelf, you definitely would know what you're looking at.
You know what you're buying,
I guess.
What
you're getting, yeah, exactly.
Cheddar. Good to know.
Cheddar and
the company
spice.
Itself is based out of Chicago, Illinois. Just
Chicago. All right.
So,
design wise, simple.
Yeah, it's very simple, but it gets to the point, stands out. I'd say it's like a 7.5.
Maybe like a 7.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be one of those?
I should have shown the fries bigger.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy on top. Yeah, it looks like a snobby. Yeah, it looks like he's got like the golfer hat and he's got a pipe. It's like a little cartoon guy on top.
Andy Capps.
Can't see where he's going.
Yeah, seriously.
Literally. Ratings, guys?
Ratings.
You know what? For me, 7.
7, okay.
Yeah, I'll have to say like 6.5.
6.5, all right.
Yeah. Probably walk by it. But the hot fries, when it says hot fries, then I'd be interested.
You kind of get your
attention,
right?
It says hot fries.
Okay, they smell spicy. I'm going to grab 2. They look like almost like Cheetos, but not as ripply. Or bumpy.
Mm-hmm. Like French fries.
Oh, literally.
Not really. Well, yeah, they actually, they do look kind of French fries.
Just
but
stir it up.
Some are, but the one of them I have here is rounded. The other one's square.
I anticipate I'm going to like these.
They taste like Cheetos. Let's
yeah, like see. A Cheeto, but it's a fry.
Yeah.
Very light.
It's got a little bit of kick to it, too.
It's nice. Not super spicy?
No.
Yeah, these are pretty good.
It's got a little bit of a kick.
I would definitely eat these again.
Yep.
Yeah, they're good. Oh, yeah, the spice is kind of building up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it creeps up on you.
Yeah, it does. When you first bite it, you're like, okay, you can taste, you know it's spicy, but you don't know how spicy. And now it's like, okay.
Yeah, it tastes the cheddar, but then you're into the spice.
Correct.
Fernando's just going to polish off the bag.
Yeah, I already ate a couple here.
Yeah, they're definitely a Fernando snack for sure. I'm going to give them an 8. Yep. I enjoyed it.
8 is a good number.
9. Nice. I would eat the bag, no problem.
100%. 100% is a 9. I like that spicy creeps up on you. Makes you want to take another swig of a drink.
Mm-hmm. 9. Good. Okay. So this is a good one then.
Yes. Yeah, boom. Definitely good.
Thankful.
All right. Well, let's move on to our next beer.
Yes, let's do.
I do see a quarter of a glass that's not fully emptied, Robin. Someone didn't drink all of their beer.
He didn't enjoy it as much as
no,
you
he
did.
Well, he gave it a 6.5, so yeah, okay.
I think he needed a spicier chip. That would have made him drink.
You guys are just digging into those chips, eh? They're good. All right.
They're good.
I really
you want some more, Fernando?
I can still taste
really,
them.
No, I really want to taste the spice, then.
All right, we'll be prepared. I
really want to see what the spice is about that you're saying. Because there's no spice.
All you're going to hear is crunch, crunch.
You're
crunch,
more used to crunch.
Yeah. A few minutes.
What do we got next, Danny?
All right. So the last two beers that we got are from breweries that we've previously featured. This one in particular is from Fogo Rig Brewing. They're in, I believe, Campbellford, Ontario.
Say that 5 times fast.
Fogo Rig. Okay, shot.
See.
Well, pardon me, it's because I was laughing. Okay, this is a barrel-aged lagered ale.
Ooh.
Or lagered beer, sorry. Lager. I think lager. Yeah, it's a lager. I apologize. It's a barrel-aged lager. It's made with dulce de leche vanilla.
Ooh. Cool.
Right. Yeah, very nice. And so it's 7% alcohol. The label is extremely plain. It's just basically purple. It says Fogo Rig Brewing on it. It says, well, Trent Hills, Ontario, but I guess Campbellford's like the surrounding area or the main area. It's called Highland Ground, and it's nice.
It's nice.
So these two beers, they had two versions of it. They had a nice and a naughty.
Oh, okay.
So the nice was more on the sweeter side, and the naughty, I think, was more on the...
spicy?
I don't know if it's spicy or strong.
Spicy
or I can't
beer
remember.
Yet, right?
No. Well,
so there is spicy beer.
Yeah, there is spicy beer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have
like a mango habanero IPA or something.
Yeah, we've had that. We had one with the Scotch Bonnet. It was a stout by Bellwoods.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's like a 12%.
That one's
12%.
Yeah. It had some kick to it.
That's sweet.
That'll be all right.
That is pretty sweet.
Okay, so back to the label here. I'm going to rate this literally like a 6.5. It's not very, it's very plain.
A 6.
Like, you don't really know what it is until you start reading it.
6. I would have not even thought it was a beer.
Yeah. I would have walked right by it. It looked like some grape juice.
Yeah, exactly. Something like something some I would not juice. Drink.
Yeah, it's just very basic. I mean, it has a name and it's purple, you know? I mean,
if you know who they are, then it's easy, but...
If it tastes good, then you can't judge a book by its cover.
Well, we're going to find out right now.
Yeah.
It needs a monkey on the cover.
No.
A monkey in a suit, though. He's got to be wearing like a tux or something. It's got to be cultured, right? So it's only fair.
Oh, nice.
All right, so it's dark like a stout.
But light like a lager.
And the foam, you can see, is kind of...
What was the percentage of that?
7.
So...
Okay.
I guess the barrel made it that way, then.
Well, it's a dark lager nonetheless, right?
Ah.
So we'll pour these guys out.
Well, is it barrel aged?
Yes.
Yep. It's barrel aged.
I must have missed that.
Yeah.
That's all good.
The volume's
Danny talks a lot.
Too low. Rob's. Danny.
I keep forgetting the
Danny.
The can.
Why do you always want to keep the can?
Did you face it?
I like the can.
Is it faced?
Is it?
It is faced.
Yeah.
Looks I like the can.
It looks faced. I'm not sure on that side.
So for those listening, we have our paddle where I'm putting all the glasses and whatnot, and we have a little spot to put the can. And I just keep keeping the can.
He wants to just keep drinking the
can. I just want to take the can home and tuck it in at night. Whisper sweet nothing.
Smells good.
Yeah,
it smells like a sweet stout.
It definitely smells like a sweet stout.
Or a porter. Almost like a porter, no?
Yeah, you get like a little bit of coffee for sure.
coffee.
You can get, I can smell a little bit of coffee. I can smell a little bit. I don't know if it's bourbon barrel, but I can smell whatever the barrel was that it was aged in.
Mm.
The liquor.
Smell good.
I'm surprised it's nice. Only 7%.
Yeah. Cheers.
All right. Yeah, it smells like it'll be heavier.
Yeah, that does definitely. Excuse me.
Nice.
And this is just a lager?
Ooh-wee.
It's a it's a barrel aged lager.
This is good.
It's really good. It's
wicked.
It tastes almost like a light stout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely drinkable. You could actually drink the whole can. Because a lot of those stouts are 12, 14% that have a similar flavor but are more intense.
Yep.
Yeah, the little more bolder flavor, yeah. But obviously they're too heavy.
But this one you could actually...
Drink it on your own for sure.
100%. I like this.
Yeah, no, this is really good. I'm enjoying this one too. Yeah,
you could have a few.
They did a good job on this one.
They definitely did. So it's sweet.
Real good job.
I can get a little bit of vanilla out of it too.
These guys are out of where?
Excuse me. Well, according to the label, it says Trent Hills, Ontario.
Okay.
The website initially said Campbellford.
You gotta find these guys and go there and be like, hey man, this is some good beer.
Yeah, they've been pretty solid. We featured three of their beers previously. We had it was me, you, and Fernando.
Yes,
we had a sour, an IPA, and I think we had one of their stouts. I can't remember.
And I'm pretty sure they were all good.
Yeah, we enjoyed all of them.
So. Nice.
Not too bad. Really good. All right, so rating time.
Yeah, Danny.
Let's go back the opposite way. Fernando, you start.
Let's do it.
I really enjoyed this. I'm going to give this a 9. Honestly, it's really good. I don't even want to share this beer. That's how good it is. I could drink it all to myself.
I know, right? Like, this is a really good beer. It's very good. Very tasty.
Well, I'll go with... I'll have to agree with Fernando on that. 9.1. No, it's good.
9.2.
I never would have thought it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a solid 9 just because you guys suck. But yeah, it's very, very tasty.
I thought this was The Price is Right for a second.
Highest bitter.
Man, that was...
it's definitely a good beer.
That was pleasurable.
Yep.
We should definitely see if we can get a few more of those for personal use.
Hopefully we can. Hopefully they... you can get them online. FogoRig. You can... FogoRig. You can order them. And I actually checked the website recently, and this particular beer is still in stock.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, fantastic.
I'm going to buy some.
Yeah, that's great. And they do deliver?
They do, yes.
Okay, so
only in Toronto or surrounding?
No, Ontario.
Anywhere you would like.
Really?
Please.
Everywhere in Ontario. Yep.
No way. All right.
They're going to hand deliver it to you.
And it's going
to
be cold this week, right?
Well, that tomorrow. One you probably don't need
for us, cold. Yeah.
Does it matter?
Yeah, well, they drop it off at the front door.
Yeah, if you drop it off at the front door, it's fine.
Oh, you can drop it off anytime, man.
It's not like one of those milkshake beers.
Or slushies.
Yeah,
fruity drinks, smoothie sours.
Overheat. Like a day like today would have been no good.
It won't overheat.
Just put it in the fridge and you're good.
Robin, it won't overheat. It's fine.
Yeah, those are okay.
You're good. Okay, let's move on.
Stuff, you're good.
Yeah, what do we got?
Let's move on to a snack.
Yeah, snack time.
So more snacks.
Oh,
so
this is nice.
Yes, this particular snack comes to us all the way from some Bangkok.
Oh, perfect.
Thailand.
because that character looks kind of weird.
It's been overdone.
Yes, it has been. Yeah, that's like a racially kind of like, that's a very suggestive. Stereotypical, yeah, suggestive, like,
very
like
suggestive
graphic.
Well, I'm
glad they did it.
It looks like, you know,
it's allowed.
I'll just say like an Asian gentleman who's wearing like a gi, and he's, I guess, a red belt, and he's got flip-flops, glasses, and he's smiling, and he's holding a sign that says Koh hyphen K-A-E. I guess it's a brand.
Correct.
These are barbecue flavored coated.
Missing an N at the end.
Yeah.
For mispronunciation.
These are barbecue flavored coated peanuts.
Sweet.
So we're gonna take advantage because Herminder is not with us this evening and he's allergic to peanuts. So
correct.
He just told everybody he's allergic to peanuts.
We already know. Everybody knows.
He tells everybody anyways.
So anyway, the packaging design. Yeah, it's
a metal
it's
can.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's a metal, literally a metal can. You gotta pop it open.
Old school style.
Yeah, definitely old school style.
Thick. You can crush it at the end or no?
You can do whatever you like.
It's sweetened with sucralose and sugar, apparently.
Ooh. Ooh. Is it by the peanut or?
Yes, individual peanuts.
Definitely. Oh no, I'm saying like the where it says how much sugar.
It's probably per
it's
certain.
It says per 1/5 of the cup, which is 50 grams, is 7 grams of sugar.
50 grams, 7 grams.
50 gotcha. Grams, and this whole container is 230.
Mm. So it's pretty sweet.
Well, that's roughly about a fifth of the can, right? So, yeah.
40 grams of sugar in the whole thing.
Sweet.
Okay, anyway.
Bring him on.
Anyway, that open. Design work, I give it a 6.5.
Let's go.
Yeah, I give it about a 6. I like the fact that it is old school with the metal.
Yep.
But
it keeps it proper.
I mean, it does. You know what it is because it's in English, which is great. But yeah, it's nothing special.
A barbecue flavor with that much sugar?
It's going to be sweet barbecue.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out what it's all about
Robin,
right now.
Barbecue sauce has sugar.
All right, 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 right.
So, okay, let's open this up.
Did the guys give the ratings yet?
Oh,
the can?
Yes, yeah, you guys can give your ratings.
Can's all right. 6, I'll give it 6.
Can's all right.
So what do you give it?
I agree with him.
6?
Yeah, 6 here too.
6 is
very, very basic can.
6 is yes for 6.
All 6 is on Halloween.
Sure.
4 sixes.
Okay, 2. 2 for me. There we go. Crunchies up.
I expected more caramelization. These nuts are pretty bare.
They're nice
nuts.
And crispy. The barbecue flavor is okay.
A little bit of spice in there.
It's not it's not too bad. They're decent. Yeah, it's got.
They don't taste sweet at all.
These are good, guys. These are good.
They're not bad.
Like corn nuts, but better.
I know. I remember. I think it was Hostess was the brand that made. Ones like this where they were coated peanuts and they're crunchy, but they didn't have like,
these are nice.
From what I remember, flavors. Yeah, these aren't
good.
Bad. They're okay.
You can finish that can, no problem.
Yeah.
That's an easy
9. I'm going to give it a 9.
That's true. Peanuts are like a weakness.
No, the crunchiness gives it to me, so.
The crunch, they're not oily. They're perfect.
Yeah.
I give it an 8.5.
A 9 is a good number for this one.
9, 8.5, 9, Fernando?
This is an all day kind of.
100% a 9.
100%
yeah,
a 9.
This is like.
No, not all day, dude. That's
not all
like
day, man.
Half an hour, not even while you're watching something on TV. Your mouth will be on fire after.
As an example, us splitting this can right now is still a lot to eat in a single day.
I get down that can in half an hour. Mm-hmm. Easy.
I can down that can in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The question is, do you want to? Probably
well,
not.
Yeah.
No.
No. But should I? No. But
no.
Would I want to? Yeah, I would down that can.
Yeah.
Same with those chips.
But one can is equal to 1.5 chocolate bars, if you think about it. So really, jeez. If you had a full can
that's
of
dangerous.
Peanuts.
Damn. You know what?
That's dangerous.
It's worth it.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah. Just totally. Just open it up and start handing some more else.
Fernando's going to get diagnosed with diabetes. No,
we're
going to
ruin our next beer.
Besides, who looks at the nutritional
what's the next
facts
beer?
When they're
well,
eating?
We'll bring it out in a second there. What's that? Sorry?
Who looks at the nutritional facts
I
when
do.
They're eating?
I do.
Okay, one person. 1 out of 4 do.
Yeah, I got
I kind of look at them too.
Yeah, I never look at it.
Not to say that it dissuades me from eating it, but I still look at it to say,
I still
don't. Just like.
There's never a good reason to look at it.
No,
it's not a good reason, but I don't want to die.
Yeah, those are definitely crunchy. Okay, so.
You just take them as they come. That's
they were really good. So 2 for 2 on the snacks, but which one do you guys like more, the hot fries or the peanuts?
I like the.
I think these are crunchier.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
those
like the
ones
peanuts
have a
better.
Good spice. If those spiciness
you're
was over
full
here,
after these, those things disappear in your mouth.
Yeah, these are I think better.
Yeah, if the peanuts were spicier, they'd be thing. But like the way they are now, I think I like them better. I guess I don't know.
These are not spicy at all, bro.
I feel a little bit.
The barbecue. They're from that. They're from the fries.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. If they had that spice on here, these would have been a 10.
10
almost.
Yeah,
these would have been a 10. I'm pretty sure. What do we got next up, Danny?
Okay. We're going to move on to a beer from Bellwoods Brewery. They are in Toronto, Ontario. And that's in Canada.
It is.
No way.
For those that don't know.
Yes, the people that do not know.
So this one is, excuse me, a beer they've had for a number of years. But they came out with a variant of it about 6 months ago. And
Divergent.
I had the pleasure of actually having it on tap. I don't remember if you did, Fernando, but it's called Hellwoods. It's
yes.
an Imperial Stout. Rob's instant.
Rob's excited.
It's called Hellwoods. It's an Imperial Stout. It's this guy in particular.
Like 10%?
The regular one's 10%, but what's this one at? Let me see here.
It's 11 point something for sure.
Oh.
Get drunk off sharing a can.
It's 10%. 10%
exactly
10%. As well. So this one's, it's basically their regular Imperial Stout, but they added vanilla to it.
Ooh.
And sweetness. I remember having it on tap and it was very tasty. Hopefully it tastes the same. I mean, it's a new batch and they're always, you know, everything always ranges with craft beer.
I'm 99% sure this is going to be amazing.
It should be.
99. But what
do they do? Do they like open the thing and just dump in like vanilla extract?
Well, they brew it with vanilla. So it's a certain point in the phase, they pour it in or, yeah.
They pour it in.
It's liquid, so it's gonna pour it in. Or they grow the vanilla in their backyard and then they pick it out and they put it in piece by piece.
Impossible.
No, like I mean, honestly, it is possible. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so the label.
Is essentially again a variant on their older on the original. It's a black background and you've got the pine trees that are black. The sky, I guess, looks like it's kind of like a peach color with a half or a quarter moon, and it just says Hellwoods. It's very plain, but
upside down pine trees.
It's an upside down. Upside down image.
Yeah, it's an upside. Exactly. So I was gonna say yeah, because the peach you can see. So it works
actually right side up.
It is right side up. If you turn it upside down, there you go. Right. So
just saying.
But the moon doesn't line up.
No, the moon doesn't. You're right.
What?
It's the only thing.
No, I don't think it's upside down.
No, this is right side up. What he's saying is you can turn it upside down because
there's the pine trees.
The peach-colored sky is the same shape as the trees.
Yeah, you're right.
And it says Hellwoods in big letters. It says Hellwoods with vanilla. And then it says Bellwoods Brewery. It says Imperial Stout. Robin's not going to be happy because Imperial Stout is in small letters, and it means he'll have to read it.
Yeah, but the label, I would see it, and I would go, okay, what's this? And then I would turn it if it wasn't faced.
Hellwoods.
And then I would read.
If you saw Hellwoods somewhere, you just get it.
Okay.
So what would you rate the label?
7.5.
Okay, 7.5.
7.5.
Yeah, for me,
7.
It's not as good as a monkey. 7. I love a monkey. I mean, who doesn't like a monkey?
It is 7.5.
Okay, I give it 7.5 as well. I mean, it's very plain, but it does stand out. Especially if you're looking at beer and you see, you know, you're in a beer store or a liquor store or whatever, and you see Hellwoods, you might be inclined to want to check it out because you know it's a beer and you're like, oh, what kind of beer is this?
As Robin would say, you just get it. Word itself is not 360 around the can. Yeah.
So no, it's not.
No, because the stalker of that shelf would not know which way to position the can.
No, they don't care. They don't get paid enough to face it.
The beer. So
it may or may not. But
that's the only issue. Yeah,
they don't sell that. They don't sell that at the beer store. At the
This is only available at the brewery.
Okay, so you're at a brewery. You're gonna go and look.
Well, you're gonna be reading them, they're gonna be telling you, hey guys, this is all the Imperials. Mm-hmm. This is this.
You'll the bottle.
Bellwoods has a certain type of fame, you know, where people. Well, don't even look at the label. They'll just sell out. They can give you a can with no label and it will be sold out. Like that's the fame Bellwoods has right now.
Hellwoods. Yeah. Hellwoods, okay. Man.
Let's open this can up. Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Or else Fernando's going to talk for like 10 minutes.
This is going to be the best beer. This is going to be the best beer hands down.
Almost like a pastry.
It is black.
Pastry, that pastry stout was
nice. It's nice and thick. Look at that.
This is black like tar. It's
even the bubbles are dark.
Oh. This collection of beer of the Hellwoods. What would you say? It's a collection.
It's a series.
It's a series of beers. So this version is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and we actually had the pleasure of trying another version of it at Cask Days. It was a beer festival. And they had a barrel-aged version with vanilla. And that was fantastic. But being barrel-aged, we don't know what this one's going to be like because it's not barrel-aged. So let's give it a shot and see how it goes. But let's take a sniff first. It definitely smells sweet. You get, you know, the coffee, malty notes from the stout.
Yummy.
And I guess I get a little bit of sweetness. It could be probably from the vanilla. I don't smell the vanilla, but I'm getting like a sweet smell to it.
It's definitely less floral than the 7% one. I found the 7% one to give more notes.
Yeah, it definitely had more to
this
it.
This one, you have to really...
But that the 7% was barrel-aged. That's another thing, right? It adds another layer to it.
Now it's barrel. This is Imperial.
Yes.
Gotcha.
All right.
There's no metric?
Well, no, Imperial means it's...
okay, just making sure.
It's over 8%. In this case, it's 10, so... All right, let's dig in. Let's try it out.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, boys.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
exactly. Fantastic. What you want.
Mm. Fantastic. You get the...
Pick as many as... pick as
almost
many
like an ice cream.
As mm-hmm. you can.
Yeah, because you get that nice vanilla aftertaste. Like, it kicks in. Like, initially, you get, you know, like what a regular stout would taste like. You get the coffee notes, you get the maltiness. And this then that vanilla kicks in. It's just
that
really good.
Slushy machine idea you had earlier.
Yeah.
This is dangerous, though, for
this. This would go excellent in this, there.
This doesn't taste like 10%.
No.
Oh, man.
This is really smooth.
I think I got it ordered.
No, but you can feel it.
The next podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of how I remember when I tried it on tap. So I'm kind of glad it's like from what I remember, it was 6 months ago. But this is really tasty. I'm enjoying this.
Like you said, Robin, you can feel it. Like, you know it's heavy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely goes down smooth for something that is
super
10%.
Smooth. Yeah.
Really nice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Really, really
good. Yeah, you'd be proud to have this in your cup.
9.5.
Yeah, I'd say 9.5 as well. This is my favorite beer of the night.
Yeah, 9.5. 9.5 for sure.
Hands down.
Easy. And they've all been good beers. But
they've all been good.
Yeah.
But this is out of the park. I mean, not only is it just smooth, but the quality of the taste is exceptional as well.
Yeah, hands down. Amazing.
The other one did have more flavor, but this is still, I would say, a little bit more exceptional.
It's, I don't know, maybe because it's
full-bodied.
Yes,
it's,
there you go.
Yeah.
Good way of explaining it. Full-bodied, yes.
Fernando, what are you thinking?
What's your terminology going to come up with now?
No, honestly, I'm really enjoying this. It's and this is my first time having it. I've had it a couple of times. It was probably one of the best beers I had at Cast Days.
Oh, that was the barrel-aged version. This isn't barrel-aged.
Oh, okay. Well, that one was one of the best beers I had at Cast Days.
Yeah. So
this one is good.
I mean, it's not barrel-aged, so
it's
not, the only difference.
That's, but I mean, it's very drinkable.
Extremely.
I can drink this easily. I mean, it's not as drinkable as a 7% beer, but this is definitely what you have after having the 7% beer.
Oh, yeah. You kind of work your way up to it. Like, I remember the barrel-aged version was kind of smooth, but it was also, I think, 12.5% or 13.5% or something like that.
12.5%.
I mean, it was obviously a lot stronger, and you can kind of feel it right away. This one, being 10, you don't feel it as much, but you're right. Like, the other one, you can drink more because it's 7%, but yeah, you want to work your way up. But this is, it's a nice sipper. You can make it a slow sipper. I mean, if you want to drink it fast, my condolences when you wake up in the morning, but...
It's not overly rich where you need to split it either. I mean, yeah, you can split it halfway with somebody because it's heavy. It's 10%.
But if you want to drink on your own, go for it.
You can.
Yeah, but otherwise, I mean, it's not like those beers where I've had before where it's 12% and it's just too sweet.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't like that at all. It's not sweet. You get the vanilla. I mean, it is a little sweet, but it's not like overly sweet at all. It dies out quickly, but it's nice and smooth. It's even keel. I like it. So
9.5.
Yeah. Hands down. Great beer. So this was definitely my favorite of the night. I'm assuming everybody else is on the same page.
Yes. Hands down.
Yep.
Nice. I think that the oats that's in there makes it... Oh, you haven't even drank yours.
No, I'm savoring it. That's
he's
why.
Savoring it. Yeah, he's going to savor it. We'll just finish it off once we're done.
Yeah, I suppose, see, I would probably down half the can easy, quick, and then I would savor the rest.
There you go.
Yeah, you could do that too.
You could do whatever you like.
Well, speaking of savoring, hopefully while you guys are listening to this, you are saving a beer yourself. If you are not, hopefully you have time to savor a beer later on. Want to thank you guys for listening. Please remember to like and subscribe. We are on YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple, Amazon, you name it. But those that are listening, we do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Drop us a line, send us a message. Let us know what you think. Have you guys had an Imperial Stout before? If you had, what's your favorite one? Anything. You want to say hi? Just say hi. I personally don't care. I don't know about you guys, but I'm, you know, just say something. We will we'll read them and we'll actually respond.
If you want to,
because we're cool.
If you want to send peanuts to Herminder, let us know.
Yes, exactly. If you want to mail some peanuts directly to him because he's allergic, I mean, we're not going to hold it against you. We'll support you.
We'll make sure that we do podcasts without him.
Have a beer
just to have your
while
peanuts.
We're having a beer when you're watching us.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then you could be part of it and then send a comment.
Sure.
He'll reply.
I'm sure he will, for sure.
Danny will reply.
I'll probably do it, but nonetheless.
He'll do it for sure.
Want to wish you guys a good night. Again, enjoy your drink.
A good day.
Make sure the drinking is happening, or yes, if it's a good day, anytime you're listening, doesn't matter. But I say goodnight, shut up. So anyways, enjoy the rest of your day/night. Thanks, Rob. And yeah, we will catch you on our next episode.
Thanks again, guys. You guys have a great afternoon.
Be good. Cheers, guys.